Hi everyone, we are in the book of James, and we're looking at James chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. My brother, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? So, as we've been saying, James is wisdom literature, right? And James is just essentially moving on from what we talked about yesterday, and he starts talking about here about showing no partiality. And this is just the main point of this passage is super clear. Don't show partiality. Don't show favoritism. There's honestly not like a lot to say about this here, except that we need to check our hearts. And verses 2 and 3 here, James gives this example of a rich man walking into a church gathering versus a poor man. And I think for us, this is a very real kind of thing. Now, we're not meeting right now in person, right? But you can imagine that, right? Imagine if someone famous, right? Someone who's really well known, like a famous actor or someone like that, walks into a gathering we're having as a church. We would pay attention. We'd be like, whoa, why is Chris Evans here or Chris Hemsworth or whomever, right? Like, why are you here? We'd be like excited. There's a certain like automatic judgment we would have, and like a favoritism maybe, where like, oh, I want to talk to this person. I want to see this person. But if it's a homeless person who came into that same service instead, there's an automatic judgment as well. And that's something we have to recognize. That's a real part of our hearts. And James is saying, these are evil thoughts, making these distinctions about people. And there's no, this is such an appropriate passage for us to think about today as we're thinking about things like, of the fallout of just since George Floyd's murder, right? Since the Black Lives Movement is becoming bigger and there's like a lot of issues about racism and racial reconciliation, systemic oppression have become more and more obvious. These are issues we have. We have unconscious or maybe slightly conscious biases against other people. And James is warning us, let's not be slaves to those kind of distinctions that our eyes have. Now, how do we do that? We don't just try harder, right? Now, that's part of it. We do need to try and strive to recognize our biases, recognize those things within our own hearts. But what we ultimately need is to see people with the eyes of Jesus. We need to pray for a transformation in our hearts and our lives that we can see people and see the potential in every person. Now, again, that's not something that, like, it's like only happens on the inside. We need to strive and work towards those things. And that's where it's important for us to have, to build relationships, right? To meet people, to break down facades or break down stereotypes and biases that we have in our minds and hearts. And, like, get to know people who are African-American, as an example. And see them more and more as, like, children of God, people that God loves. And it's not so much in our day about showing favoritism. It's, like, it's just not valuing less those who we just automatically deem less valuable. And it's not so much we have to feel bad for these things, although it is wrong. It's just that we realize all the more we make judgments and we need to repent. And we need to ask Jesus to help us. Help us to see Jesus with your eyes. Let's pray that for ourselves. Let's pray that for our hearts. Jesus, we just ask for forgiveness for the judgment in our hearts. In our eyes, we see so often with these human eyes or the ways that the world tells us to see people. Forgive us for that, Lord. I pray that we will not become judges with evil thoughts, like James says, but instead that we will see people as your children, bearing your image, and that every person, no matter how much money or how little money, what they look like, what their skin color is, what they smell like, whatever it is, I pray that we will see each person. We will strive to see them with the love of Jesus. Help us, Lord. We can't do this on our own. We need your help. but also help us to go into love, into care, into invest, and to see with your eyes, Lord. Bless us, Lord. In your name we pray.